At the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver, we're going to visit with Bob Drake of Davis, Oklahoma. Bob, first of all, let's talk about your operation back home. What do you do?
Well, we have a cow-calf operation, wheat. We graze out wheat and pasture land, and we sold a couple of ranches. So I keep enough to be legal in doing the things I like to do, the cattle industry and Farm Bureau and grazing just keeps me busy, and I truly enjoy it.
Now, you got quite a resume, I guess, in the cattle industry here. As you were telling me, you were the last president of the National Cattlemen's Association.
That's correct. I still call it NCA most of the time. We had the vote in January of 1996, and it became National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
For those like me who, I guess, don't totally remember, what was the reason for the change there?
Well, the reason for the change was to put the organizations together for the hopefully to have the one mission and to save on conventions, to save on housing, and we closed the Chicago office, which the Beef Industry Council had, and moved them to Denver. But it was primarily to speak with one voice, that the cattle industry would just, instead of having two, three, four voices, you would have one source to go to get your message.
Okay, now also you said you're on your second round here as a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
That's correct. In 1993, I was appointed for my first 3 years and then reappointed. And then 5 years ago, I was appointed for my third three-year term and then reappointed. So I'm on my final year, which would make a total of 12 years.
So you have, I guess, kind of a unique perspective maybe on some of the turmoil that's going on in the industry right now amongst these various groups. And now as a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, I guess just in general, maybe your thoughts on how this has developed over the years.
Well, it's taken a long time to get to some of the places that we are now, but many of the industry groups were not in existence in 1985 when the Farm Bill was passed, so consequently they can't... They cannot be a part of projects or to come in and ask for money for some project to do. And so that's always caused some friction. And then we've had some friction with the NCBA, the B portion is the old federation, and it's still the federation, but it's the Beef Industry Council of the National Livestock and Meat Board. And as such, when we formed it, we had just the two organizations that were tied in together, which was the Federation and the National Cattlemen. And the agreement was with the CBB, Cattlemen's Beef Board, that they would be in the same room with us, that we'd have joint meetings, that they would conduct their work, and then NCBA would conduct its work. That we would have joint committee meetings to do a lot of work together when we could, remembering that you cannot mix checkoff funds with policy funds. No lobbying can be done with checkoff funds. And a few years ago, it became it was a definite concern of the Cattlemen's Beef Board that the Federation was too close in their minds to National Cattlemen's Association, and there was basically requested to have a separation or a division of the two, and separate offices and separate staffs. And of course, it's very difficult to tell another organization what to do. So they weren't too pleased with this idea, and so we've had a lot of discussions and a lot of hard feelings. Have come to pass because of that effort. Now, today and at this meeting, there's been a lot of discussion. Cattlemen's Beef Board have had some very strong meetings, much of it is an executive session that I'm not at liberty to talk about, but I am at liberty to say that they were intense. And there's always, when you have those kind of meetings, there's bruised egos and hurt feelings. So, and it takes time to recover. That's what will hopefully have to happen now. Now, we had looked at having a new slate that a group would put forward to run against the Cattlemen's Beef Board that came from the nominating committee. I don't know that that'll happen. I'm not. I can't tell you whether that'll happen or not right now.
A new slate of officers.
A new slate of officers and executive and operating committees. But I can tell you that definitely there is a lot of concern, and much of it stemming from the fact that the larger states that produce the most cattle, that give the most money, i.e. Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, have little or no representation on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, either in the committees or the operating committee or the executive committee or in the officers, the three officers. And that becomes difficult to sell to the people that, for example, in Texas, paying $5.8 million a year to have someone that maybe pay $50,000 a year have the representation, and they have none. Now, it's a democracy. He who has the votes wins. Cattle don't vote. People vote. And they've done some of the states have done an excellent job putting together the committees that will look on them favorably on the appointment.
So, as a member of the Beef Board, and again, I know you have to, you know, probably so much you can say, but are you concerned about? I mean, it looks like it's pretty evenly split right now against each other.
I am concerned, and we did have some open votes of 41, 35, 36, 37, which is a pretty even split. So certainly it concerns you. Any time that you have voices that are coming from different sides of the street and sometimes not speaking very well to each other or about each other, it is a concern. The sad thing is that the producers in the country deserve a tranquility, a peace. You know, there's about $85 million, or give or take, that comes into this. And of that, the Beef Board gets half of whatever comes in, and then the Federation gets half in the states. But the half that we're getting is less than 40% of what it was when we originally passed this in 1988. And so consequently, if you were going to have the equal dollars to do the work today, you would have to have an increase of 1.5 to do that. So that'd make it 2.5 checkoff. Well, I had supported very strongly a vote for another dollar checkoff and would have liked very much to have seen it. Today, I don't know that that would pass, and I don't think it would. I think that you have too much turmoil. When we passed it in 1988, we had 2 years of peace. Everybody worked together. Everybody was in the same room. You know, there's that old saying that when you put people and money together, eventually money wins out. And your producers, and there's about 6,000 of them out here, your producers come on their own dime. They pay their own way. They pay the expenses and the hotel and the registration and the food. And the Beef Board and the Federation, including me, are covered. We're paid for. Well, it'll cost the average producer $2,500, $3,000 to come to this. You don't have that many. I'm amazed that we have 6,000 people in Denver, Colorado, at 10 below zero in a snowstorm, but we do.
Yeah. So you're saying you don't think the beef board itself would approve a checkoff increase, or are you talking about the cattle industry in general?
No, I'm talking about the cattle industry. The beef board would certainly support it, but understand, if we were to have a dollar increase, it would have to come from the policy side. They would be the ones that would have to carry the effort through Congress to allow for that vote, and not the checkoff side. So to have the policy side carry the mail, do the work, carry the load, put the money out to pass it if it passed Congress, you have to have peace.
Is this a case of large versus small?
To some extent, it has been. There was a time when large had predominant representation on the committees and officers. And that wasn't always good. And then there's a case now where small, meaning there may be a larger producer that sits there, but he comes from a smaller state, the state that doesn't pay as much. And for the past 7 or 8 years, the smaller producers, smaller states, have been in control of all of the apparatus of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And so I think that it's like that old pendulum. It happened in government. It swung too far to the left, and it swung too far to the right, and it's going to do that. And right now, we've had a pendulum swing in the Cattlemen's Beef Board that is too far to one side or the other.
Okay, so where do you think this goes in the future? Now, we're talking here on Friday afternoon, and the CBB's annual meeting is tomorrow, but I guess longer term, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, the annual meeting will have a slate of officers that will pass now, and executive committee and operating committee from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The same will come true from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I think that if you don't put some common sense, I call it cowboy common sense, and some people with cowboy common sense together to sit down between these organizations, and I mean outside of your leadership, let some of those people sit down and bring in different factions, but sit down and see if there's not some type, some middle ground, somewhere to bring your industry together. There's only 2% of the entire nation, 1.8 in agriculture. Well, you bear that down back to the cattle industry, and I think the figure was 720,000 producers, but the lobbying force in the cattle industry is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association with 32,000-33,000 members. You have to have these organizations with people that have the stature to stand up and make the decisions and back the decisions and see the decisions carried out. And I think that, in my opinion, time runs out. I think you will have a vote on the checkoff, but it won't be for another dollar. It'll be for the first dollar, unless we can make peace, come to the table, and swallow our pride and our ego and see what we can do.
So you don't think the differences are irreconcilable at this point?
I don't think there's any time that differences are totally irreconcilable if you have people with goodwill that agree to meet. They certainly are difficult. They certainly haven't been helped the last 48 hours, but With that said, it's just like two countries that can't stand each other. The only way that they can get together to make peace, other than war itself, is to sit down at a negotiating table and work it out.